This is your host, Cobra, and you are listening to The Barbershop here on RacismExplained.org and BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com, exposing racism, white supremacy for exactly what it is so that you and your loved ones can navigate this nasty, stinking, wretched, disgusting system. The purpose of this podcast is to eliminate all confusion in regards to racism and what it is so that those who are classified as black are no longer confused. We are going to be broadcasting Monday through Friday, starting at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you listen and tell everyone else that you know that is non-white to listen and tune in. This show is necessary because before a problem can be solved, it has to be identified and understood. And too many black people do not understand racism. I'm working on an album. It's a counter-racist album and the first of its kind, titled Racism is White Supremacy. Once the album is finished, it will be available for purchase on peopleofthesunpublishing.com as an app for your smartphone and or tablet. I decided to publish this album as an app because I think it is more effective to explain racism through the usage of all forms of media, music, video, pictures, and print. So you get the complete picture in regard to racism and what it is. I love to hear comments from you guys, and yes, I do respond. Please email me at cobra.org@mail.com or get at me on my Twitter. My handle is @cobra_org. Also, let's start the conversation on Twitter. #racismiswhitesupremacy. Here on The Barbershop, I read from books that have played a significant role in my own personal understanding of racism, white supremacy. Urugu by Dr. Mariba Anai, Blueprint for Black Power by Dr. Amos Wilson, and the United Independent Compensatory Code System/Concept by Dr. Neely Fuller Jr. After each passage is read, I will paraphrase and give any additional thoughts I believe will be helpful in understanding racism, white supremacy. If you are a person classified as non-white, especially a black person, I strongly advise you to get pencil and paper and listen very carefully to what will be shared with you on this podcast. There are few places, very few places, where you will get accurate information on the system of racism, white supremacy, what it is and how it works. Inform anyone that you love about this podcast and make them listen, for this should not be an option. For if you do not understand the context within which you exist as a non-white person, as a black person, you will remain completely lost in your existence, and your very existence will always remain in a high state of danger. You are listening to The Barbershop here on the Black Talk Radio, Network.com, and RacismExplained.org. Be right back.
Children, you should know how they feel. holding the children. Preferring beasts over blacks like this. 'Cause you a nigga and still worthless.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Cobra, and you are listening to The Barbershop here on RacismExplained.org and BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. Again, I love to hear comments from you guys. My email is Cobra.org@mail.com, or get at me on my Twitter. My handle is @Cobra_org. Also, let's start that conversation on Twitter. #RacismIsWhiteSupremacy. Before I get started, I just want to say that racism, white supremacy is real. It's not just some bullshit I'm saying for shits and giggles or, you know, something so that you can get a kick out of it. We're not playing around. If you are not convinced of their superior position, just look up the 13th Amendment. See how slavery was never abolished and how it has morphed into what they call mass incarceration. But when you scratch beneath the surface, it becomes quite clear that it's just flat out slavery. Remember, most black men are in prison for nonviolent crimes and are put there by a criminal justice system controlled by white people, the ones that make all the rules and laws, to continue exploiting niggas for labor. Only a people in a superior position can enslave another people. Deal with it. Now, we must understand that all white people are racist. That being said, it is never excusable to hate or treat these people in a disrespectful kind of a way. Why? Number one, it tends to backfire and it does not solve the problem. These people are on the planet with us and we have to interact with each other, so we should try to be as decent as possible. Now, this is very important. Always remember, however, that these people must be countered. And all the evidence shows that black people may be the only ones that can do this job. If you are close with any white person, friends, dating, or married to a white person, use the relationship to learn about racism. And by the way, technically speaking, there are no friends in the system of racism. You can't be a black person and call a white person your friend and be technically correct. You do not have white friends, because people that are practicing racism against you are not your friend. So, however, if you are in a relationship with a white person where you choose to incorrectly classify that relationship as a friendly one, then by all means, Do not alert the white person as to your awareness of racism, white supremacy. Use it. Use that relationship. Exploit it. See, it's time for us to be deceptive, because white people are always the ones deceiving black people, deceiving the niggas, tricking us, pretending to be our friends, pretending to care about our well-being. All the time they go back to their white picket fences and their gated communities and they practice racism. So it's time now that you be deceptive. Stop being fooled. Stop being a dumb nigger. And it's time you learn to play the game. It's time to deceive them. And in deceiving them, it's time that you learn. Listen to what they say. Keep your mouth closed. Don't inform them, oh, I'm one of the smart niggers. I'm a big, bad, smart nigger. And I'm smarter than you, cracker. Don't do that. That does nothing. It is more constructive to play your role as the dumb, uninformed, unread nigger. And just listen to what they have to say and learn from them. And use it against them in a very tactful, thoughtful kind of a way. But sitting up here and just going off on white people and saying, oh, I hate your fucking guts and I can't stand you crackers, blah, that does nothing. That does absolutely nothing but get you fired, get you dismissed from your job, plus even worse. All right, so we must be very, very careful and strategic in how we counter racism in our own daily lives. But like I say, you are close with any white person, friends, dating, or married to a white person, use the relationship to learn about racism. And if you hang around white people enough, they will reveal their racism through their own individual thought, speech, and action. But you have to listen very closely. When a person identifies themselves as white, then that person is a racist. Go on ahead and check that person off as a racist. There's no need to think about it. There's no need to sit down and ponder over it. You know, don't be pussifying your analysis on racism. It is time now that we must be critical and we must be thorough and we must be accurate in our assessment of the problem and of the people that are the problem. If anyone identifies themselves as white, that person is racist. Why? Ask yourself, what are they referring to when they identify themselves as white? I keep telling you, their skin pigmentation is not actually white. And this is not what they are referring to. They are referring to their race. They are saying, I am a member of the white race. What is race? Race is the organizing of people through hierarchy based on physical features, the most prominent being skin color. Now, who developed this concept and for what purpose? See, this is why you all need to study the Atlantic slave trade. Stop being cowardly. Stop being afraid. Stop being embarrassed. Nigga, it happened. That's the reason why you here. You can't run from it. The reason why you have all the different variation in skin complexities amongst black people, that is evidence of your victimization. Nigga, because somebody was raped in your line. So you can't run from it. So stop being scared. Stop being cowardly. Stop being embarrassed, shy, bashful, pussified. You know, stop doing that. It's time now. You step up. You be a man. You be a man. You be a woman. Stop acting like a little boy. Stop acting like a little girl running from your problem. Learn about the Atlantic slave trade. Learn what went wrong and learn what were the reasons for it and how it was done. How was it organized? Who participated in it? See, you need to learn all these things in order to get a real good grasp of racism, white supremacy. But again, when a white person refers to themselves as white, they are referring to their race. Why was this concept developed and for what purpose? White people developed it. They do all the classifying. This is why there's no reverse racism. But why was it developed in the first place? To know why it was developed, you must know when it was developed. This is why you need to understand the Atlantic slave trade. They developed the concept of race to differentiate themselves from you. It is a way to say we are the ones not to be mistreated and they are the ones to be mistreated. The concept of race coincides right along with the beginning of the Atlantic slave trade. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Your black was a way to distinguish those who were to be enslaved from those who were not, as sanctioned by the church. Round up all these heathen niggers. Leave the white people alone. Because the white race is the race of humanity. The white race contains the best genes. These other lowly, low-down, no-good, non-human niggers, they are a detriment to humanity. And us good Christian white wasps, us good God-fearing little Christian wasps, we must do everything we can to protect humanity because these niggas are going to mess it up for everybody. Everybody being white people, because those are the only people that matter. Those are the only people that have ever mattered, and those are the only people that matter now within the European mindset. There is no reverse racism. Don't fall for this. White people develop the concept of race. They do all the classifying. Niggas don't classify shit. When you were taken from the continent, you did not identify yourself as a... There is no evidence of you identifying yourself, organizing yourself by race. This is a white construct. This is a European construct. Stop being fooled. The concept of race is European. They are the only racists. Again, if a person identifies him or herself by race, what do you call that person? What's the correct adjective? You call that person a racist, period. I have an introductory book to racism titled Racism is White Supremacy. The book describes racism within the concept of human activity, a concept developed by counter-racist thinker Dr. Nellie Fuller. These areas that he developed, economics, education, entertainment, labor law, religion, sex, and war. I also took the liberty of throwing health. I have included health within the construct of human activity because health is another activity that 24/7 humans are engaging in on the planet consistently. I think health is important enough to have its own designated area. But again, so those are the areas of human activity. And describing racism, white supremacy within the context of areas of human activity is very, you know, it was a very crucial development because it makes it very easy to see how white people dominate non-white people. It really does. It provides a clear path towards understanding racism and how it works. It really does. I also mentioned earlier the app that is in development. The book was written over a year ago, Racism is White Supremacy, and it's an introduction to the system of racism, white supremacy, meant primarily for high school and college students. The app, however, is going to give a complete picture of the system of racism, white supremacy, what it is and how it works. So, again, stay tuned for that. Now, if you're scared of white people, if you want to defend white people at every turn, if you want to marry white people, if you want to assimilate, and if you want to forget this problem, you know the problem exists, but you at some point you have decided that you are not going to counter racism whenever you can. If you have decided this, if you have decided that not only are you going to counter racism, but that you are going to work against those that do want to counter racism, because the self-hate exists to that great of an extent within your soul, within your twisted, demented soul. If you have decided this, if you want to be held and cuddled like a little pet by white people, you get the hell out of here right now. You're not welcomed. You can stop this podcast. Don't you dare buy the album. You are not welcome. I'm sick of this. At some point, everybody begins to understand racism, white supremacy. No matter how little that understanding is, at some point you become aware that there's a problem. And then you are aware of the option that you have. That is, are you going to, whenever you can, with as little threat to yourself as possible, are you going to be willing to pitch in and counter white people? Or are you going to continue to work for the system and even work against black people trying to counter racism, white supremacy? At some point, everyone reaches this point in their life. And what I'm saying to you is that once you make the decision, you know, you have become aware that, yes, there is a problem. Deep down in your soul, you understand that it's white people that's the problem. If you decide at that point that, hey, you know what? I don't care white people is the problem. I am going to ignore this problem. And even if that means working against those that are looking to solve the problem. So, in effect, I am going to be a nigga for white people, and I am going to take on this role lovingly and with no kind of regret. If this is you, then I suggest you leave right now. Get your ass out of here. You are not welcome. But if you want to hear racism articulated accurately, if you are, whenever you can, at the least, how can I say this? If you are willing to counter racism, not in a way that's going to put yourself at risk, because that's very important. The way to counter racism is not by trying to be the most riskiest, trying to be the loudest talker about racism, white supremacy. This is not the way. You want to counter racism with as little risk as possible to yourself. There's going to be some risk, but if you're willing to counter racism more than you assimilate, then this is the right place for you. Stay right here. Stay put. There are several books that need to be read by all black people for a complete understanding of racism. For an introduction to racism, I suggest my book, Racism is White Supremacy, which can be picked up online by going to peopleofthesunpublishing.com. Nellie Fuller's book, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, producejustice.org, I believe. I believe that's the site. It's either producejustice.org or producejustice.com. But anyway, go there. Pick his book up right away. And then for theory on why white people behave the way they do, I suggest Dr. Mariba Anaz-Urugu. This is one of the books I read from for this podcast, but I also recommend Dr. Frances Cress Welsing's The ISIS Papers. She explores why white people are racist. What is the motivating factor for racism? Very important in understanding your problem, which is white people. So let us now turn our attentions to Dr. Anaz-Urugu, an excellent book for understanding how Europeans, aka white people, think. On the last show, well, we've been continuing to discuss the cultural structuring of European thought. Again, Urugu is an African-centered critique of European culture and European behavior. I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it. I'm not sure if Dr. Mariba Anaz would describe her book in those terms, but I think that's pretty accurate to what it is. This is a great book, folks. When this book was out of publication, people, they were selling this book for like 600, 700 bucks. It's that important. This book is definitely a wise investment for any counter-racist soldier. You must pick this book up right away. All the books I recommend, pick them up right away. Invest in your library, invest in yourself, and invest in your mind. Put those bullshit rap albums down. It's nothing but poison. That's why I'm producing a record. That's why I am producing the album Racism is White Supremacy. You ain't never heard an album like this once it comes out. And I want all you all to get it and study it. Listen to it. Listen to every lyric. Listen to every introduction, every skit, because it describes this complex concept. Complex, but yet a concept that we all need to understand and that we all need to be familiar with, as familiar as we are with the back of our hand. So now we're going to get into Dr. Marimba's Anai Urugu. We're going to start on page 39. We are continuing with our discussion. This is the section in the book that we're looking at. It's the cultural structuring of thought. We are learning about the European pattern of having to control everything. She does a thorough job of just explaining the behavior patterns in which the constant is that Europeans have to control. So here it is, Dr. Marimba Anai Urugu, The Cultural Structuring of Thought. And I will be right back. Superiority of the Platonic epistemology is aided by dichotomies that become grounds for invidious comparisons, further justification for control mechanisms. The contrast of knowledge and opinion becomes another such dichotomy for Plato. Once it is established as a statement of value, it is used by Europeans to devalue alternative epistemologies, modes of cognition, worldviews, therefore cultures, and even religions, as we shall discuss in subsequent chapters. All right, welcome back. She says in the passage that once the contrast of knowledge and opinion is established as a state of value, it is used by Europeans to devalue alternative epistemologies, modes of cognition, worldviews, cultures, and even religions. First, dichotomy refers to mutually exclusive opposing subjects in the European mind. For instance, good, bad, or man, woman. Those are examples of what we're talking about when we're talking about dichotomy. Mutually exclusive opposing subjects. It is important to understand that in the European mind, dichotomization between subjects is not viewed as complementary or part of a whole, but rather as conflicting and or threatening. Men are more valuable, so the accepted image of God is as man. Men make all the rules, earn the most money, and wield all the power, while women are to stay in the homes, serve men, and not be heard. That's an example of that playing out. This idea that two subjects that are opposing each other in some kind of a way, that they have to be threatening towards each other, that they can't coexist. And so that ultimately means that out of those opposing groups, one is more valuable or more preferred than the other. So in this example, men, clearly within the European mindset, men have been more valuable than women. And this is seen consistently throughout European development. This is why you have a feminist movement. The feminist movement is a direct response to the treatment of European women by European men. I hope I'm being clear. Now, counter to this thinking would be that men and women are truly equal and that they complement each other. With the dichotomy between knowledge and opinion, for instance, Europeans value knowledge and devalue opinion. It is this assigning of value to subjects where the justification to mistreat because of differences lie. It is the Europeans' propensity to view dichotomization between subjects as conflicting and threatening that fuels the need to control. That's very important. So, for instance, take two subjects. Let's take, for instance, European, African. In the European mindset, because African people are different, African people are not European. African people have not been looked at as people. African people have been looked at as something that's other, something that is threatening. This is why you get the response to African people that you've gotten historically from Europeans. Something that cannot coexist with European, with the European, I should say. And this is where the source of the mistreatment comes. And ultimately, that sense of conflict, that sense of threat between the opposing groups, in this case, which would be European and African, to the European, this is how you get the justification for control from the European. This is how you get Europeans having to control everything. They have to be mastery of everything. I hope I'm being clear. They have to control everything because if it's not European, if it's not of them, it automatically is threatening. It can be a source of conflict. And if there's going to be a conflict, they have to be the ones that are in control of the conflict. They have to be they have to maintain mastery at all times. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I will be right back.
Stop doing anything that has show-off value. Stop trying to attract attention to yourself by showing off. Because once you get everybody's attention, what are you going to do with the attention that you got? That's a logical question. Remember, I keep saying, all problems can be solved through the process of questions and answers.
Yes.
So you should ask yourself, why are you trying to get people's attention? And what are you going to do with the attention that you got once you get it? In other words, if I'm standing on a street corner and I say, hey, everybody look at my hairstyle. I want everybody, get out of their cars. Park them somewhere and come back and take a look. This is me. I just got a new hairstyle. I want everybody to see my hairstyle. All this stuff that you all are doing, you're wasting your time. Come and look at me. Come and do something constructive in your life. Do something that makes sense for once in your Negro lives. Come and look at me, Neely Fuller. I'm standing on this corner, and I just got a new hairstyle that nobody in the world has ever had. So you need to learn from this. You need to straighten out your lives by looking at me and my hairstyle. Now, so the people come, and they assemble by the thousands, and they look at me, in my new hairstyle or my new tattoo or my new angle that I use when I sag my pants. I am getting people's attention.
Yes.
So the question now is, now that I have everybody's attention, what is supposed to be what? The constructive result.
Okay.
I should be able to answer that question. What?
Should be, yeah.
How has this contributed to making a betterment of solving their problems for the rest of their lives?
Okay.
Non-white people do nowadays in 2016 that is non-constructive and has a constructive effect on the behavior and the, you might say, the welfare, the well-being of non-white people. The white supremacists are not in favor of it. Otherwise, how are you going to have white supremacy if you're going to have black people oriented, thinking about, having a vision of, working toward, doing things that are of constructive value? And this includes the third area of activity. You don't want any black entertainment to be constructive. You want it to be non-constructive. You want black people to be doing things that don't build up anything. Just everything falling down, everything deteriorated. I mean, you want black people to glorify killing each other. All right, you know, in your entertainment. I mean, you know, if you're going to have an assembly of black people somewhere to get, where they agree to all get together and whatnot, you got to have some gunfire there. You got to have some bodies dropping. You got to have people fleeing for their lives and whatnot after they come together. All right, that's what they came together for. Everybody understands when you get a bunch of black people together, it's going to be something evil that's going to happen. Otherwise, if it's not evil happening, what are we together for? That's got to be a part of black culture. I mean, hey, terrible things are going to happen. I mean, whether it's a soccer game, I mean, you know, and somewhere along the line, people are going to start punching each other out, kicking each other, shooting maybe, or something like that. Or whether it's any event, a big barbecue or something, on the black side of town. And the white supremacists sit back and say, okay, you know how they're going to act. They get all geared up to have with the riot here and whatnot, because, you know, they are very destructive people, and they come together with the idea of being destructive.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they know. This is their habit. This is their culture. See? So we want to do away with that in the compensatory counter-racist era, where we should be dedicated to going with the rest of what we call the infinity. No more of that nonsense. And don't come together with that in mind, and don't even, you know, anything that looks like it's going in that direction, just don't participate in it. Don't go.
Right.
See, let's get down to the doing part. Just say, no, no. If I don't have a guarantee that this is going to be constructive,
to the show. This is your host, Cobra, and you are listening to The Barbershop here on racismexplant.org and blacktalkradionetwork.com. I want to hear comments from you guys. Again, I do respond to your comments. My email is cobra.org@mail.com, or you can get at me on my Twitter. My handle is @cobra_org. I want to thank you all for listening to The Barbershop. Make sure you tell all your friends, tell your family, tell all non-white people this podcast is a must. They need to listen to it right now. Get your pen, get your paper, learn what I'm saying to you so that you can begin to view the world within the correct context. You have a problem. Your problem is white people if you are non-white, especially if you are a person they classify as black. If you have African ancestry, nigga, you black. And you have to look at the world within the context of racism, white supremacy. Don't fall for that bullshit of, oh, well, you know, you don't need to look for racism. You know, if you're looking for it, then that's incorrect. And you're always going to be behind because you're going to be a negative person. And this is not correct. Don't look for racism. That's how they continue. See, this white people, one way in which white people practice racism, the major way, I would argue probably the greatest way in which they practice racism is through deception. And that is a major piece of deception. This idea that as a black person, you are not supposed to call out racism. You are not supposed to try to articulate your problem. You are not supposed to acknowledge the fact that white people are mistreating you systematically. Well, hell, if you don't acknowledge that you're being mistreated, how the hell are you going to take action to stop the mistreatment? You see how that works? Which means that they get free reign to continue to mistreat niggers. And what I'm saying to you is that stop that. That's bullshit. From here on out, listen to this podcast. I also recommend you all listen to The Cows, Context of White Supremacy. It's hosted by Gus T. Renegade. He has a very, 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 very efficient, very tight understanding of racism, white supremacy. You will learn a lot. And just his interactions with white folks, he doesn't pussyfoot around. He doesn't play around. You will learn a great deal from his show and from the callers that call in the show, too. They're all codified, and they are really smart when it comes to racism, white supremacy. I suggest you listen to that today, not tomorrow. No, don't put it off until, you know, next week or no. Search in your little search engine, you know, iTunes. I think just Google Cows, Context of White Supremacy. Shitload of content from The Cows. You will learn a lot. You will learn probably everything you need to know in order to be an effective counter-racist soldier just by listening to The Cows. So I highly recommend Context of White Supremacy, Gus T. Renegade. All right, folks, that's all. Like I say, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m., that's the goal. I'm getting there. I'm getting my schedule down. Right now, it's a little iffy, so I may skip some days here, you know, here and there. But let it be known, The Barbershop, we're getting our shit together, and we're going to be coming at you Monday through Friday, very soon, 10 o'clock, consistently. And at some point, we will be taking phone calls. Because this show is meant to be interactive. All right, till next time, I'm your host, Cobra. Take care.